Blinken Tuesday reacted strongly to the results of an Israeli army inquiry into the death of a U.S.-Turkish activist during a protest last week in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
No one should be shot and killed for attending a protest. No one should have to put their life at risk just for freely expressing their views. In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
The Israeli military said an American activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces aiming at someone else. Arseno Eski Agha, a 26-year-old activist from Seattle, was killed on Friday following a demonstration against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. intelligence reports Tuesday indicated Iran has been supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Speaking to reporters, U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby said Tuesday dozens of Russian military personnel have been trained in Iran for use of the missiles, and Russia has already received several shipments of them.
Moscow possesses an array of its own ballistic missiles, of course, but the supply of these Iranian missiles, which have a maximum range of about 75 miles, could allow Russia to use more of its arsenal for targets beyond the front line, while employing Iranian warheads for closer range targets.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Britain for meetings with officials there said Tuesday the U.S. and its allies are planned to impose further sanctions on Iran for supplying the missiles. Iran, as it has with previous U.S. intelligence findings, has denied providing Russia with weapons for its war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. As the two U.S. presidential candidates prepare to debate later Tuesday, a new poll shows a majority of Republicans say they would believe former U.S. President Donald Trump rather than government agencies or officials regarding any election results. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to a new survey from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and USA Facts, about two-thirds of Republicans trust Trump's campaign at least a moderate amount to provide accurate information about the results of the 2024 election, while only about half say the same about the official certification of results. By contrast, about 9 in 10 Democrats trust the government certification at least a moderate amount, and 82% also have at least a moderate amount of trust in Vice President Kamala Harris and her campaign. I'm Julie Walker.
Hospital officials in Kenya say Ugandan marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei's former partner, alleged to have killed her by setting her on fire, has died from burns he sustained in the same attack in the same hospital where Cheptegei was treated and died last week. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Cheptegei, who competed in the marathon at the Paris Olympics, suffered burns to more than 75% of her body in the September 1st attack and died 4 days later. Her former boyfriend, Dixon Ndiema Marangach, died on Monday evening, a spokesman for the hospital said on Tuesday. Local media had reported he suffered burns to 30% of his body when he assaulted Cheptegei as she was returning from church with her children. Her death has shone a spotlight on domestic violence in the country. She is the third elite sportswoman to be killed in Kenya since October 2021. Rights groups say female athletes in the country are at a high risk of exploitation and violence at the hands of men drawn to their prize money, which far exceeds local incomes.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Francine, currently in the Gulf of Mexico, is likely to become a hurricane later Tuesday and hit the southern U.S. state of Louisiana sometime Wednesday. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Our forecast is calling for it to make landfall as a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds around 100 miles per hour. There's certainly a danger of life-threatening storm surge associated with this storm, as well as damaging and life-threatening hurricane-force winds.
Reinhardt says there's a hurricane warning from Sabine Pass eastward to Morgan City, Louisiana. He says much of Louisiana and Mississippi are expected to receive heavy rainfall, which could total 12 inches in some areas. I'm Donna Water.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.